possibility at Babby's house. Babby's house, everybody is family. Oh, welcome to Babby's house.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Babby's House on the radio. Thanks so very much for joining me today. I have a very special guest. She is a powerful, powerful woman of God. She is a native of Jacksonville, Florida, and she started out as a church musician, turned singer, songwriter, whose beautiful worship songs she writes to memorialize what God has done and is doing in her life. Allison Everill is also a recording artist and a songwriter who just released her brand new project called Breathless and Amazed. Welcome to Babby's House on the radio, my friend.
Well, hello, Babby. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Trying to stay dry. It's wet out there.
I heard that. Well, it's dry in here, and my heart is just warmed to be able to talk with you today, Allison. You've been a blessing to my life and a blessing to so many other people's lives with your ministry and your music, and it's not just what you say in your songs, but what you have to say, period. When you talk about the Lord, your passion for him is just so obvious. So tell us about your experience growing up as a church musician.
Well, my father was the first in the long line of brokenness. And he got saved when I was 2 years old, and we didn't think there was any place else to be but the church once he got saved. We just spent time there, and that was the most of it. And then I started just playing, just noodling around on the piano when I was about 5 years old, and my parents started giving me lessons, and it wasn't long before I was playing for the church choir and for the choirs at school and singing, and that was just home to me. It was my identity, and still remains that, and I just fell in love with expressing my feelings for the Lord through music, through his church, specifically through the church. And so that's really where my first heart and my first love lies, is doing church music, even to this day. But that's how I got started.
And how did you come to know the Lord, your Savior?
Wow. I grew up in a Christian home, my father being the first of a long line of lost family. And he came to know the Lord and, of course, took us to church. And I always say he brought me to the threshold, right to the door. But I knew... as a seven-year-old child, I was outside playing one day. I was all by myself, and then the Holy Spirit just came to me in my heart and in my mind and said, in not so many words, but whispered in my heart, Allison, this is a decision that you have to make. It cannot be just because it's what your family does. It has to be something that's personal to you. And right there in my backyard in my little denim overalls, I stopped and told the Lord that if he wanted me, he could have me. And then I ran inside and told my mom, and we knelt by her pink bedspread. I'll never forget it because it was right there by my face because I was on my knee. And she knelt there with me and led me in the sinner's prayer. And I never looked back. I fell in love with the Lord, gave him my whole heart, and never looked back. So that was my salvation experience.
And how old were you at the time?
I was seven. Yes, very young.
7 years old. Oh,
yeah.
What a precious, precious little, like a second grader.
That's exactly right. I was a little girl with long, dark hair and just had not a care in the world until the Lord confronted me and let me know that this was a decision that I had to make. And I'm so glad that he found me that day. And I've just been crazy about him. Not perfect, but by any means, but crazy about him ever since.
I have your CD called Breathless and Amazed, and really, when we listen to those beautiful words that come from your pen, it does leave us breathless and amazed. So when did you decide as a singer and writer, because you've been singing pretty much all your life, you started out as a little kid playing for church and for school, but when did you decide that it was time for you to pursue this, not only as a something that you do at home or at school or at church as a volunteer, but something that you would develop more time and more skill into and develop this really as a calling and a vocation?
Yes, it's a really good question, and it's strange for me to flip back into my mind and try to pinpoint a time. I think that it was just my passion from day one. And again, I keep going back to my father because there was a void in our family history. But when he got saved, he loves music. He's not a musician, but he started listening to music, Christian music, and I just shined to it. I would sit by the radio for hours and just listen. And I loved the beautiful lyrics, and it just burned in my heart. And it's always what I wanted to do. And then when the Lord put the piano in my hands, that became something that I felt I was gifted at. I was just something that I just would sit for hours and do. And then when I was 16 years old, and I said, God, I've been playing forever, and everybody asked me to play, and I would go to different churches and play for their choirs, whenever an adult was absent, I would always fill in, and that was really fun for me. But when I was 16, I said, God, if you just allow me to sing, I will do that. I couldn't sing at that point. I'd never sung hardly a note in my life other than just being in the choir. But I asked him, I just begged him, could you just let me sing? And so I told my parents, and they gave me voice lessons at that point, and I started singing. And the combination of the two, the playing and the singing, was just magic for me. And then as far as the calling goes, just to do it for the Lord, in my heart, it never occurred to me to do it for any other reason. For me, singing and playing, it was just noise, unless it was something that mattered and lasted for the kingdom. And I guess we can talk about the writing a little bit later, but I just always, there was never anything else I wanted to do. It was easy for me, if that makes sense. There were no other options at that point in my life, but to just sing and play for Jesus. And then he began to open doors later on. Didn't happen all at once, but he began to open doors for me to do that more often and in a more professional manner. So if that answers your question.
And it answers my question beautifully, Allison Everill. You are so articulate. That's what I love about you. Yes, the words just flow so beautifully off of your tongue and onto your pen. And you lead worship at the First Baptist Church of Holly Springs, Georgia. And when I've been to your concerts before, and you're right, Allison, when the Lord has called you to do something, his word says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, he tells us in Matthew chapter 11. Mm-hmm. And it is easy. It's when you're doing it in the Lord's anointing and the Lord's strength. It's his strength that we sense. And you lead worship, you usher us right into the presence of God. So in your experience, what does worship mean to you?
Wow. I love, love, love that question. Love that question. In fact, I have a whole Bible study that I teach about that, because whether I'm leading worship via music, or I am unloading the dishwasher for my boys, or washing their clothes, or loving my husband, or moving about at the grocery store and being kind to whoever's at the cash register, or at the baseball field with my lost families that I love so much who don't know Jesus, it's all worship. I often say that worship is a way of life. Worship, in a word, could equal obedience to the Lord. You remember when the Lord said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? And Peter's like, yes, Lord, I love you. And Jesus keeps coming at him, and seems like Peter gets exasperated, and finally he says, Lord, you know that I love you. And then Jesus said, well, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. And for Peter, that was what God had called him to do. That was his act of obedience for his life's work, was to be an evangelist for the rest of his life. And for me, my yes to the Lord is my worship. When Jesus says, do you love me, Allison? And I say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Basically what the Lord is saying, well, then prove your love. Your love language to me is obedience, is a surrendered life. So that's the nutshell of what I believe worship to be. So you don't have to be a musician to be a worshiper, for goodness sake. You worship the Lord as soon as your feet are flung over the side of your bed every day. and you decide to walk in the calling that God has given you, not with perfection, but with love for Him and repentance when needed and just joy in Him. So that's what I think worship is.
Amen. Worship is your life.
Right.
It's your lifestyle. It's your breath. And it's your obedience. I love that. Well, Allison, I remember the day that you came to the Inner Circle. And for those of you that don't know what the Inner Circle is, the Inner Circle is a weekend music conference that I, Babbie Mason, host. And we have two different events, one for singers and one for songwriters. And I remember, Allison, you came to the Inner Circle for songwriters. And as a part of the conference, we will critique songs. We'll ask those who come to participate to bring one of their original songs, and we'll help them. We'll tell them the strengths, and we'll help them with some of the weaknesses in order to bring your skill set up to a level that will help them to write better songs. Mm-hmm. And I remember, Allison, the day that you came as a participant. I didn't know you at that time. You came all the way from Houston, Texas. And you played a song for us that you had written called The Night Before Jesus Was Born. Mm-hmm. And it was this conversation that the father could have had with his son, the angst that both were feeling in their heart as Jesus would consent to come to earth as a baby. Mm-hmm. And you would let us in on that supposed conversation and literally blew everybody in the conference away. Mm-hmm. And from then on, it was all about a friendship and a kinship and a sisterhood, Babbie Mason and Allison Averill. And since that time, we've been able to write together and worship together and travel together. I mean, we've been on the road together, and the Lord has just done a beautiful thing in our friendship and our relationship. But tell me why you came to the conference, and as a result of, you know, of just being in the water with other writers and being able to hone your skill, tell us the impact that not just the Inner Circle. That's really not about just the Inner Circle, but it's about honing your skill set,
right,
so that you can become a better writer to give God, you know, a better part of your gift. What's that? What does that mean to you?
Wow. Well, I mean, being someone who is in love with the Lord and having what you think might be a gift, it's important that you make that excellent. You know, you hear in the Psalms David say that all the time, playing with skill. Doing whatever it is you do. And so for me, I started writing. Basically, I was in college when I wrote my very first song, and it was not, I don't think it was a very good song, but I just loved it. I would sit there at the piano in the basement of my friend's house where I lived and just write. And I thought, well, do I have a gift at this? I don't know. I love doing it, but do I have a gift? And so I got in contact with a friend of mine, he was an awesome arranger, kind of a world-renowned, I don't think he writes music, but he is an amazing arranger. And I called him and I said, listen, what would you tell me to do? And he said, you've got to go to Babbie Mason's Inner Circle. And at that time, it was called something else. That was years and years ago. But so I ordered the brochure about it. You sent it to me. And I carried it around in my writing folder for 10, count them. 10 years.
No way. 10 years.
10 years. Okay, so at this point, you know, I'm a brand new pastor's wife. I am just trying to navigate the waters of doing that. And I'm have this unspoken passion for writing. And so I was just too scared to do anything about it. Because as you know, when it's what you love to do, you want to feel that you're good at it, but you're terrified that maybe you're not good at it and that you're going to have to give it up because you're not, you know, gifted or talented or whatever the case may be. And I thought, well, Lord, I don't know. And so finally I had him hauled around for 10 years, and finally my sweet husband said, Allison, we're going to say, get on a plane. I'm putting you on a plane. I'm paying for the ticket. You are going to the Inner Circle. So with great fear and trepidation, I took my little sad demo that I had. It was just me sitting at the piano with The Night Before Jesus Was Born in my hand, and I go to the Inner Circle, and to my horror, there's only like 100 people in the room. I thought it was going to be this huge thing where I could just blend in. And so it wasn't. It was a very small circle. So I get there, and I sit as close to you as possible just so I can see your face and hear what you're saying. And I told, was a guest there that you had that was judging the songs, And he was a friend of mine. And he said, Allison, why are you here? And I said, I just want to know if I'm any good at this. And he said, well, we'll find out. And so the next day, when you started pulling the song to listen to critique, now you did this in front of everyone, which was just, I thought I was going to fall out in the aisle and have a heart attack when I saw you pull my song out of the bin that you had it in. And everything in me was screaming, don't listen to it. It's terrible. It's terrible. And then you put it on. And before the song was over, everyone was on their feet and in tears with their hands in the air. And we had a worship moment. And I was shocked that people were worshiping to my song. And you came up to me and hugged me and you said, Allison, the question of whether or not you're a songwriter has been settled today. And from then on, it's like I had a motor on it. God used you to help me understand my identity and give me the tools that I needed to hone my skill and slingshot me into a direction that would change my life forever. So that's how that came about.
Today I've been talking with Allison Everill, who is a phenomenal singer and songwriter. She's a worship leader at her church, at First Baptist Church of Holly Springs, Georgia. She's a wife and a mother and a woman with a passion. And that's what I love about Allison Everill. She's a passionate woman of God. The Lord is opening up lots of doors for her to speak and lead worship even on the road. And so, it's just a beautiful thing to watch the Lord grow you up in the Lord, Allison. Mm-hmm. I've just been an observer all these years since I met you at the Inner Circle a few years ago, and it's just been a real blessing to have you in my life as a friend, but also to be one of those people who is blessed by your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a beautiful CD called Breathless and Amazed, and I want to ask you, Allison, it's one thing, you know, to sit at the piano and play these songs. You play the piano so beautifully and sing them at the piano. It's another thing to hand that song that you've written over to a producer and an arranger and see that song, what I call fully clothed, you know,
right,
with a beautiful outfit on,
yes,
arranged, you know, with guitars and drums and overdubs and vocals and mixed down to something that you would put on a CD and share with somebody who comes to your concert. What's that like for you?
Wow. Well, it's unbelievable to see a song go from its, you know, inception in your head. We have one little phrase and maybe a melody bouncing around for a couple of weeks, all the way to, you know, from there to just sitting at the piano and noodling around and trying to make it beautiful and really honing it and trying to make the melody and the words. I always ask the question, whenever I have a thought that I want to put into a song, I always ask the question, what is the most beautiful way that I can say this phrase and the most original way that I can say this phrase? And so that's the process that I go through. And then I sit down at the piano and I'll record it with my little phone, just a little simple nothing recording, and then to put it in the hands of a master arranger and to see it come to life. It comes to life, and I was blown away by every song on this album, on Breathless and Amazed, and how for me, and God just did this, but every song far exceeded my expectations in the finished product, and so I don't know. You asked me what's that like. It just blew me away. I don't even really have many words, but it's very exciting and very satisfying, I think, is a good word, too.
Yes, it is very satisfying, and it's very, it's a beautiful project. The songs sound great, and, of course, I believe, it's my opinion, that every great record begins with great songs, and you shouldn't record a record until your songs have reached the place where they are as good as or better than what you'd already hear in the marketplace on radio or television or movies, and your songs certainly qualify. They meet that standard. And we're featuring the beautiful song called Breathless and Amazed. It's the title song of your project, and we're featuring that song here on Babbie Mason Radio. Well, tell us, Allison, about the song and how it was inspired.
Well, I was trying to write a praise and worship song that could be sung in church. And I went to the Lord in prayer, as I often do most of the time, you and I prepare to write a song, and asking him, what would you have me say? And I got to meditating and focusing on God's mercy and what he did for me And I just kept saying, Lord, I can't believe that you did this for me. I cannot believe that you took my sins, that you took them on yourself, that you died and you rose again and you reign on high, ever interceding for me. And so my response to that was just breathless. I mean, there are not very many things in this life, if we're honest about it, that make us breathless, let alone amazed. And if we're going to be breathless and amazed about something, we ought to be breathless and amazed about our King of Kings. So this song was a response to the thoughts that I was having about how I was loved by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he leaves me breathless and amazed.
Allison, you are a wife and a mother, and the last time I saw you in concert, I was surprised to and delighted to see your sons up on stage with you. Yes. And they are turning out to be really good musicians. Tell us about seeing them develop as young musicians and even as young men.
Well, you know, my story goes back to not thinking that we would be able to have children at all. We were given very, very little hope for that. And I was so devastated. It was like the death of someone that you didn't even know yet, if that makes sense, the thought of never having a child. And then the Lord proceeded to give me three boys within almost as many years. So I went from being devastated to completely in love and overwhelmed. And then I had no idea, you know, that God was going to bring about young men that would be, that he would incorporate into my ministry. That has been such an amazing bonus. When I think about that, it just makes me laugh with joy, you know, because I think, Lord, you created from my own self, you know, these wonderful creatures who are so much fun. But then you gave me a little band, like, that I didn't even know you were going to give me. And that has been so much fun watching them develop and watching them worship and being able to lead our church in worship with my children. I mean, how do you put a premium on that? That is pretty special. And I'm well aware of that, the uniqueness that that is, and the amazing blessing that God has allowed in my life to be able to worship in song with my children. That's a great thing.
It's a huge responsibility to lead people on a weekly basis and help them to grow in the Lord. What is one of your greatest joys as a person, even now, who gets to stand before people each week and lead them into worship? What is one of the greatest joys that you find in that?
Wow. Well, each week that I get up there, and our church is very small, so it's not an intimidating congregation. However, the one audience is very intimidating. And by that, I mean our Lord Jesus, because he is there and he is listening. And so when I stand on the stage, and if it's, you know, 500 people, if it's 20 people, I'm very aware of his presence, and I understand how much I am loved, but I also understand the responsibility that I have as a worship leader to decrease so that he may increase. And because leading worship is such a visible gift, it's very easy to get wrapped up in that and to care too much about things that pertain to yourself and not exalt the Lord as much as he should be exalted. And so for me, the biggest challenge, which is also the biggest joy when I can succeed at this, is to stand up there and be out of the way so that he may be seen. I had a young lady come up to me yesterday and say, "Allison, you have a way of making the Holy Spirit feel welcome. And when we do, when he is welcome, we engage in worship."
Allison Everill, it's been a real joy to talk with you today. Before we end our conversation, I want our listeners to know how they can contact you, how they can get a copy of your latest CD called Breathless and Amazed by Allison Everill. Tell us how we can find you and contact you and get your music.
Yeah, certainly. I would love to get in touch with anyone for any reason. And you can look at my website and listen to the music actually there too, and order, have two CDs. But you can order either one at AllisonEverill.com. It's pretty simple, and that's AllisonEverill.com. Or you can email me at everallison@ymail.com and just tell me your story and let me get to know you. If you need somebody to speak or sing, I would love to do that. But I would love to hear from anyone that is blessed or encouraged by the music the Lord has given me.
And Allison, as I said before, I've worshipped with you, and I've been in the room with you on numerous occasions when you've been on the stage. And what you say between the songs and the insights that you have from God's Word are just as beautiful as your songs. And I wish you nothing but, well, I'm a champion for you and running alongside you, serving God with you, and it's a real privilege to do that and to call you a friend and my sister in the Lord. Thank you so very much for being our guest today on Babby's House.
Well, it's my pleasure, Babby. Thank you so much for having me and for investing in my life the way you have.
And thank you, dear listener, for being our very special guest here on Babby's House on the radio. It's always a joy to bring you great interviews with people like Allison Everill and others who have appeared here on Babby's House on the radio. And it's just our joy to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, or to lead you to a hunger and a thirst for him. And we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to email me when you're online, which you are online if you're listening to Babby Mason the radio, at you can email me at babby@babby.com. I'd love to hear from you today. And the Lord bless you, and thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen in again right here for more of Babby's House on the radio. Until next time, God bless you. We'll see you then.